On Mpumalanga's multilingual radio station, Umhacho Ona Rise FM in 60 minutes is the name of the program. Rise FM in 60 minutes is the name of the program. Now, joining us for a conversation is the senior lecturer and program leader under the Bachelor of Administration in the University of Mpumalanga, Dr. John Mulepo. He now joins us on the line to actually understand, maybe make us understand and analyze the political situation or the landscape far as Mpumalanga is concerned around the three hung municipalities. And it would definitely delve into the number of other hung municipalities in the country and also as to, you know, what we really need to understand from there. Dr. Mulepo now joins us on the line. Dr. Tele, everyone, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening to you and good evening to Rise FM listeners.
You start by laughing. Is it really one of those moments in our political landscape, particularly in the province of Mpumalanga, where one needs to sit back and really marvel at how the local government election results outcome has been?
You know, why I'm smiling is the question that we're witnessing the maturity of democracy in South Africa. The dominance of one party is now starting to change. The landscape has changed. People are still voicing for alternatives. So that's why I'm just laughing that our democracy is maturing. People have various options, unlike the dominance of ANC, because the ANC has been dominating in various provinces. Now in Mpumalanga, it's something else. It's something that we are trying to witness, something new. But collisions have been long been there in various provinces and so on. But it doesn't also start here. Look at the question of Barcelona, Russia. There are a lot of many countries that I can mention where collision arrangements have been there. So we need to embrace a collision. Actually, I wrote a piece around collision arrangement, and I'm happy, by the way, to tell you that I'm happy that the democracy is maturing. People are starting to see new things. People are starting to voice. People are now seeing alternatives, of which is something that all of us will need to embrace, that democracy at play.
Doc, you mentioned the issue of democracy. I suppose my question to you is it even democratic having one or maybe having policies that are supported by 10 to 20% of the electorate implemented just because the small party got to be a kingmaker in the post-election coalition talks?
Well, this is simple. People who did not vote, they were sending a political message or political statement. But again, those who didn't vote, they also chose their right. It's their own right not to vote. And those who voted, it's also their own right to vote. But the question is why this other one did not vote. It might be the question of that they're sending a strong message or political statement that we've been promised things. For many years, we've been promised. But now, why are you not delivering? Look, I'm just giving you a typical example. As you go to Ligazi, there's a bridge, right, that fell during, I don't know, but even now, the ruling party failed to fix the bridge. Why will these people still vote? They're not happy. People are disengaged. They're not interested in this thing because of you've been promised. I'll imagine you if I always promise you things, but I don't deliver. People are disengaged.
Doc?
Yeah, no, I'll just mention the question that, the question of people not participating also, they're sending a political message that please address our issues, and then we are definitely going to win. But I can give you a case. Look at KZN, what happened. The IFP now to control. The question is, how did the dominance of IFP came? So those are the politics that we, if you look at Mpumalanga, Mpumalanga is a stronghold, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest, the political stronghold of the ANC. To have a hanging municipality in Mpumalanga, it's like a dream come true, because we know that Mpumalanga is the ANC strong and sound. But the question is, why did the ANC lose such power? Simply tells you that people are tired. People are tired of promises, no service delivery, only the few are the ones that are selected. So it's the culture that we need to inculcate in our society, that we need to address the problems of the citizens.
Doc, three hung municipalities in Mpumalanga, how many seats are needed to form majority in those councils, particularly here in the province of Mpumalanga?
Well, it's 50 plus one always, depending on the number of the municipality has. For an example, if a municipality has 110 watts, So it simply means they will need, 50 plus one or 57 for them to, or 56 to win a particular municipality. It's 50 plus one. So in these young municipalities, the deciders are there. But the most important thing is, as much as these people are going to form coalition, what is it in it for them? That's why people now, you find the EFF, the DA, and so on. They're sending strong messages that we are not going to form any coalition if you're not doing this thing. They are threatening each other for now, but I know for a fact that they need to form a coalition. And this coalition that they are forming, I always advise them that this coalition should be informed by the interest of the citizens. You can't form coalition just because you want to lose the municipality. You need to form coalition to assist and address the issues of people in our communities.
Doc, then who becomes responsible in convening the council in those hung municipalities particularly?
Well, in politics, they have caucuses. That's why the ANC have the leadership that will negotiate with different political parties to find a common interest so that they can agree that whenever they are going to cancel, the process becomes smooth. If they don't agree, all of them, they go to a council, it's going to cause chaos. And after causing chaos, it simply means that within these 14 days, if they don't convene a council, the MEC of Kokdam need to intervene. So I think now political parties are now speaking to each other. They're trying to find each other where and where. For an example, if I take a mayor, the ANC takes a mayor, the other one can say, let me take a speaker, and the other one will be take a chairperson of council, of committee, something like that. So they need to speak. Give and take. They have to negotiate. But I'm saying again, during this negotiation that they're going to go to, they need to prioritize the interests of the people. Because of these people can go and have their own negotiations and speak about themselves, not focusing on the people of Mpumalanga. People of Mpumalanga, they need services. How many areas they in Mpumalanga do not have vote? They still use unnecessarily things in this 27 years of democracy. So people, that's why this also even affected them during the election, that they disengaged. Imagine a person still using a bucket system. So those are the challenges that we find ourselves in. So I think the most important thing is when these political parties are going to negotiate, let them speak, and their language should be of service delivery, should be of me and you being serviced.
Doc, I suppose you have touched on that issue, but I'm going to maybe revisit it just before we finish our conversation. Mpumalanga, I'm chatting to the senior lecturer and program leader at the University of Mpumalanga around the Bachelor of Administration faculty, Dr. John Molep. He's a political analyst this evening, just helping us understand the coalition talks that are ongoing, particularly in the country, South Africa, following the local government elections outcome. Now, Doc, the left-wing organizations are calling for a rerun of the elections, at least not yet in Mpumalanga, but I mean, we've seen in various parts of the country, they're saying no, they're calling for a rerun in these elections. But I suppose they are citing the most fundamental question that most parties are not interested in improving service delivery, you know, to the general public. But however, this coalition talks is mainly those parties cementing their position with those parties ahead of the 2024 general elections. Then how do you weigh into that?
Well, those who always lose, they always complain, and it's the nature of politics. Calling them for re-election and so on. There are processes. They should have followed necessarily processes that the IEC guaranteed them. But all of us, hence in the beginning, I told you that the most important thing when this coalition arrangement happens is the services to people. As much as people are still angry out there about the outcomes, but the focus now should be on how do we then improve from what we have to ensure that people are living in a better condition and so on. Because the leftists will always be there. You know, disagreements will always be there. Conflicts will always be there. You know, speaking about this, a colleague of mine called me that, his candidate lost. How do we lodge a complaint at IEC? I said, but the process unfolded. You had another particular time to raise your issues. But the most important thing, let it not be about you. Let it not be about the ANC or yes, going apart, but let it be about me and you. That's why the message that we all need to preach is people-centered approach. People need to be assisted in whatever they do.
Doug, having an opportunity to advise, you know, particularly the civic organization who are somewhat big winners in these local government elections. In the province of Mpumalanga, some of them don't even have 2 years of experience, but they've just contested and they've won the ground, as politicians would say. How would you advise them to navigate these coalition talks in order for them not to be absorbed by this well-established political parties and also finding them implementing policies of other parties?
Well, the truth of the matter is these small parties, they don't have capacity. They don't have funds. They don't have resources, unlike the established ANC, which has harnessed a lot of resources. So going to coalition, as I said, they must think on the approaches. You know, to win the hearts of people is service people. Always engage with people, reach consensus with your people, see them, visit them, service them. So whenever they go to a coalition, theirs is to be on services, on the people. Their focus should be on people, because once you get there, because of small parties, normally when they go to coalitions, they end up being swallowed by the big parties. So I will just advise them that even if you go to coalition, because you need the resources and so on, you need to. But the most important thing is think of the people. But if I was representing a particular small organization, I was not going to form any coalition with anyone, but I was just looking to serve as a chairperson of a particular portfolio committee to make sure that these MMCs, the mayors, they account, so that we can see the loophole. You know, it's easy for them to run in with resources, but when I'm the head of them, when they account to me, I'm definitely going to see what will happen, and then we'll redirect the resources to our people.
Doc, briefly, is it too early to expect maybe by-elections?
No. I don't think they will even risk for by-election, because of the ANC can come strong. So I don't think they will risk for, and then they just spend resources now. Unless a person dies, is when they can go for by election. But now we're still waiting for the council to constitute. That's why I'm saying in the beginning, I told you that for now, they're threatening each other. But I know before this 14 day lapses, they could have reached consensus. You see, the devils or whatever, they'll be working together in order to form a government. But failure to do that, the MEC intervenes. And failure and so on, they then call for re-election. But not anybody will want to risk that process again, because their cost, their resources, there are a lot of things involved. So, but obviously, ANC will want to go back there and use their capacity can throw to impact those municipalities. So the most important thing, people-centered approach, people need to be saved.
Doc, let's leave it there. Really appreciate you having come on this evening. That is the senior lecturer and program leader, Bachelor of Administration in the University of Mpumalanga, Dr. John Molopo. Really appreciate him availed himself for this conversation this evening.